poll, Biden approval under 50% on several key issues. By Hannah Blow on September 20, 2023. President Joe Biden's approval on several key issues is well below 50%, September's Harvard/Harris survey found. Biden's overall approval rating is currently underwater, as 54% at least somewhat disapprove of him compared to 42% who at least somewhat approve. The outlook is not much better for Biden on a range of issues, from the economy to stimulating jobs and fighting terrorism. Just 4 in 10, 39%, actively approve of Biden's handling of the economy, and 46% approve of his handling of stimulating jobs, for example. 41% approve of Biden's handling of fighting terrorism, which is 2 points less than he 43% who said the same in July, continuing a year-long slide in polling numbers. Biden's approval on immigration slipped over the past several weeks, moving from 37% approval to 36%. His handling of foreign affairs and the coronavirus also dipped over the past few weeks and now stands at 40% and 48%, respectively. Just over one-third, 35%, approve of Biden's handling of inflation, 42% approve of his administration of the government, and 38% approve of his dealing with violence and crime in the country. The survey was taken September 12 to 14, 2023, among 2,103 registered voters and comes as many voters cast doubt on Biden's mental and physical fitness. Watch, crash landing. Biden falls at U.S. Air Force Academy commencement. Former President Donald Trump, however, surprised some after telling Megyn Kelly that he does not believe Biden is too old to be president. However, he made it clear that he views the 80-year-old as incompetent. "No, not for the reason of old, because I have many friends who are in their 80s," Trump said, explaining that he has friends in their 90s who are sharp as a tack. "He's not too old. He's incompetent," Trump, 77, continued. "And age is interesting, because some people are very sharp and some people do lose it, but you lose it at 40 and 50 also. But no, he's not too old at all. He's grossly incompetent." Trump also said of Biden, "But if you go back 25 years, he wasn't the sharpest tack, either." A September Quinnipiac poll found most expressing the belief that there should be a maximum age to be president.